So then, in effect, you're agreeing with the Christian arguments. And then the question is only, which adjustment, right? How to adjust it? In an overwhelmingly Christian world, where the advantages of being Christian are much greater than being Reform or Conservative or whatever. So it is not surprising that people, if they decide that that is true, so they are susceptible to being brought all the way over to Christianity.
The same effect is that the Reformed Jew went even further than the Christians. The Christians did not deny that part of the idea.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yes, that point is well made. That Reformed Judaism, in denying that the Torah was God-given, even went further than Christianity. Christianity just said that God changed it. It was originally God-given and then subject to God's amendment. The Reformed Judaism said it was man-given and subject to man's amendment. So there is a very, very deep and important distinction here that has to be realized, because theologically we're not talking about the same religion. We're not talking about the same belief. And once you put yourself on the other side, then all the arguments against Christianity are valid against this also. Now, further, the early church fathers developed the notion of the witness people. Now, the notion of the witness people is as follows. Already in the year 400, it began to be perplexing to the Christian world why the Jews survived. Because after all, it had already been 330 years since the temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed. It was already over three centuries that the Jewish people were driven from their homeland. They were, if not despised, but they were not liked in the rest of the world. Historically, no nation could survive those blows and remain alive as an entity. It would assimilate, it would disappear. And the Romans were able to swallow up hundreds and hundreds of small nations, tribes, societies, cultures, all of whom are gone. They're not even remembered any longer. In Greece alone, there were over 65 different city-states. And they're all like they never existed. And here the Jewish people, who already were scattered, somehow were surviving. And not only surviving, they engaged in lively debates against the majority. They showed no signs of giving up. And even though they were persecuted, that didn't seem to destroy them either. So the problem is why? And the problem is compounded if you say, as the church did say, that the Jewish people were evil intrinsically, and that in choosing to reject Jesus, they had done the greatest wrong in the history of man, and that the church came finally to the doctrine of deicide, which means that the Jews killed God, nothing less than that. In our time, the church in Vatican II has withdrawn from that concept officially. But when a concept is floating around for 1,500 years, You don't get up and say, we changed our mind, we were wrong. The concept does not die very easily. And the insult to Jews that they are Christ killers, God killers, etc., reverberates in the world today yet. So if they're guilty of all of that, then what are they doing here? That's the question. Now, the Ramban, in the year 1267, 800 years after the discussion we're having tonight, said that the greatest proof